Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Day three of a show in crisis. Kevin Herb missing. Sure, he's obviously, on vacation. I mean, but still, missing. And now the question is, has he been missed? Does he have a job when he comes back? Found the timing of the vacation to be odd. I don't know about the rest of you. Let's get everybody up today on the scoreboard here. It's tucked away at a mountain location. Undisclosed. Nationals now lead the Mets 3-0, top of the eighth at Citi Field. Meanwhile, at the end of six at Wrigley, the Cubs lead the Brewers 1-0. Earlier today in the National League, Cincinnati beat St. Louis 4-3. Coming up later, San Diego will take on Arizona at Petco. Marlins and Phils at Citizens Bank at 7. Roy Halladay, Josh Johnson in that one. Atlanta will be at Houston, and later tonight, it's going to be the Pirates and Dodgers. That's a 10-10 start. Also tonight, San Francisco at Coors to take on Colorado. The American League tonight, the Angels will be at Target to take on Minnesota. Also tonight, Seattle's at Texas. The Yankees are at Baltimore. Earlier today, the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 3-1. Tampa Bay rallied and beat Detroit 4-2. The White Sox beat Cleveland 10-6. Oakland at the end of two, leading Kansas City 1-0. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. So, again, whatever questions you have about Penn State football, we'll take them. We're going to be practicing today. I think Bill O'Brien also has had a penchant so far that no matter what, he has taken them outside. We've had a lot of wind. Today's the first day of real precipitation. We've had a little bit of snow around here. It's been a real mix. We've had snow squalls come through, and then it stops, and it's sunny out. It's cold. But we'll find out today if he wants to go back outside. But he has told them, he said, look, you play outside, we practice outside. All right. Ohio State's Urban Meyer defending his time in Florida. It's the first time he spoke, and he had to defend his coaching job at Florida. Meyer said he was disappointed by a story this week in the Sporting News, in which it was said he showed favoritism to star players during his 6-year tenure at Florida, and that his Gators program winked at disciplinary problems. He said, when you start playing, saying preferential treatment to players, that's probably a correct statement. We did do that. You see, we do that here. We did it at Bowling Green in Utah, Meyer said, mentioning his previous coaching stops while speaking Wednesday on the Big Ten coaches' teleconference. You go to class, you're a warrior. You do things the right way, off and on the field, and you're completely committed to helping us win. You're going to get treated very good. Meyer then bristled at the inference by former players, some identified and some not, who said that there was a different set of rules for star players such as wide receiver Percy Harvin. He said, I'm extremely proud of what we did down there, and throwing great players, not good players, great players under the bus like that, I don't get the intent, he said. I'll fight for those guys. Every time. Those guys did a lot of great things for the University of Florida, and to sit there and call them out 4 or 5 years later, I'm not sure the intent once again, but I'll always fight for those guys. Meyer won 2 national championships at Florida, but twice left the program, each time citing health issues. He retired after the 2010 season, then later took a job as a college football analyst at ESPN for a year. He was hired last November to pick up the pieces of the Ohio State program, which suffered through player suspensions and departures, NCAA sanctions, and the forced resignation of Coach Jim Tressel due to a memorabilia for money scandal. The Buckeyes, who were 6-7 last year and lost three of their last four games, including, ironically, in the Gator Bowl to Florida, are on NCAA probation. They're banned from playing in a bowl game after the 2012 season. They're also, by the way, just in case you don't realize, that they are also banned from playing in the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. So that's one fewer team in the way in the path to a division championship. Meyer said he had talked to several Florida players and coaches who were upset by the Sporting News story. The story cited multiple sources who confirmed that during the 2008 season, Harvin, now a member of the NFL's Minnesota Vikings, physically attacked Florida wide receivers coach Billy Gonzalez, grabbing him by the neck and throwing him to the ground. It said that after Harvin was pulled off Gonzalez by two assistant coaches, he was never disciplined. Gonzalez, now an offensive coordinator at Illinois, issued a statement earlier today. In response to recent stories alleging an incident between Percy Harvin and me and while at Florida, the story is inaccurate. It did not happen, he said. Meyer said that he and his staff met or exceeded all standards in terms of graduation rate, wins, abiding by NCAA rules, and recruiting quality players. The story had said that there was a circle of trust which enabled and pandered to the elite players. Meyer denied it today. Asked if he disagreed in particular with a certain contention in the story, Meyer said, oh, more than one. He seemed particularly upset with the inference that he and his staff had flaunted NCAA bylaws. I want to make this real clear. There is no violation that we had as far as that whole conversation, Meyer said. I'm not sure why that keeps coming up. So if you would hold me to that, underline it, then that there is an NCAA violation. Since taking the Ohio State job, Meyer has bumped heads with several Big Ten coaches, principally Wisconsin's Brett Bielema, over recruiting of players who have already verbally committed to other Division I programs. But Bielema has said that a misunderstanding between the two has since been corrected. So this was the day he had to address what's going on. And, of course, Bobby Petrino fired at Arkansas. Now that job is wide open. And nobody knows what direction they're going to go in. Nobody knows what direction for Arkansas. What coach might step in? And that's a wide open situation. Some have talked about Arkansas State's Gus Malzahn. Well, Malzahn, of course, just took the job at Arkansas State. They'd be raiding inside the state. So, and let's face it, it's highly unusual. Highly unusual to pick a coach in April. Now, Taver Johnson's been placed in charge of the program. And Ryan Mallett, now with the New England Patriots, endorsed Garrick McGee, the Razorbacks' former quarterbacks coach and offensive coordinator, who was hired in December as the head coach at UAB. So, they have many issues down there to deal with. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Just want to get, you know, your read on what. I don't care. We don't have to talk about Urban Meyer. I'm just relating the story to, because I think there's interest, especially with everyone has felt that in the recruiting party, you know, he swooped in and took everybody like Darth Vader. And I've been trying to point out, I'm not all that concerned about it. I think Penn State knows the kind of guys they want to get. And so 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795 9565 is our number. We're quarter past the hour. Bottom of the hour, Sarah Bartlett in the news. Tomorrow, by the way, I'll have Jason Dombach on. My thanks to Ron Musselman for being on yesterday. Mark Brennan, of course, was on in our opening hour today. And now we're trying to figure out from the masses. I mean, when Kevin comes back on Monday, how do we react? Do the masses react with joy? Will there be excitement across the land? Or a deaf ear? You know, he decides he just wants to bag the show. He wants to go to Myrtle Beach. He wants to recharge his batteries after that big shikalimi run. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We understand. I mean, the Sean Careys and the Drew Kellys and the Sarah Bartletts, they take vacations too, but part of it's vacationing from Kevin. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565 is the number. Bill O'Brien says he wants to get the quarterback deal down to 2, and it makes complete sense. He'd like to do it by the end of spring practice. So at the end, he'd like to inform two of them, hey, look, going forward, you're the two guys. Because, again, when you're at a practice, the top two quarterbacks get the work. Now, Penn State has six quarterbacks in this camp. There are six quarterbacks in this camp. Kyle Lucas, a walk-on from Belfont, Shane McGregor, Garrett Venuto, and, of course, the three everybody talks about, Matt McGloin, Rob Bolden, and Paul Jones. Our number 1-800-795-9565. And let's go back to the phone lines and join Mike. Hi, Mike. How's everything going today in Winfield?
It's wonderful today.
Good.
I was calling to see what kind of information you might know about how the offensive line at Penn State's doing with the fact that we've got a whole new offense, one returning starter, and really, it doesn't matter what the skill guys do if the guys up front can't get their job done.
Well, Mike, that's an excellent question, so let's get to it. The offensive line, I think, has made very good progress. They've gone out there, and I think have, so far, for the most part, there are moments where that defensive line, you're talking about Jordan Hill and Deion Barnes and Sean Stanley, well, they'll get the best of them from time to time, or Daquan Jones, or else in a blitz situation may not pick it up as quickly as they need to. But I think they're right now better than when they started spring practice. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Matt Stankavage is the anchor in the middle. John Urschel has played before and has also started before at that one guard spot. Miles Diefenbach hasn't. So this is an all new, you know, front line experience for him. Mike Farrell's played a lot of football. He's at that other tackle spot. I think that you know, you look at, and then Adam Gress, a lot of people have talked about the improvement Adam Gress has made. But it's not just getting one ready. You look at the two spots. You know, Ty Howell at center has at least played some before. Angelo Mangiero, of course, has an Eric Shrive. Shrive is really challenging John Urschel now for that first-team guard spot. And then you look at the tackles. Donovan Smith is a guy that they were very high on as a staff a year ago. Thus, they ended up finally redshirting him. And Nate Cadogan has at least played, albeit as a tight end. So they have made progress as time has gone along. There's no doubt in my mind that as practice 8 rolls around, this offensive line is better than practices 1, 2, and 3 I saw. So that's the big plus. I think they're getting better, and I think they're showing me they have the potential to be a pretty good group, and they've been a cohesive group so far.
Okay. That's encouraging news. On another front, has Coach Bradley picked up any kind of work since he's left Penn State?
Well, Coach Bradley, as time is not coaching right now, he's doing some media work, and I think he would like to do more media work as time goes along, and I think he'd do very well at it. He is pushing forward in that vein. He's not going to coach this season. That's one thing that is for sure. And he's well-connected in Pittsburgh right now. He's doing a radio show in Pittsburgh, but he'd like to do more than just that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Steve, and have a great day.
Mike, you have a great day, too. It was great talking with you. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
Quality, not quantity. It's a critical component of improving health care. I'm Dr. Glenn Steele, President and CEO of Geisinger Health System. The great dilemma in healthcare today is that providers often get paid for the quantity of their services, not the quality of their work. To solve this problem, we need to readdress how we pay for healthcare. One solution is to package services and make providers accountable. For example, if you need surgery, you would pay one flat fee for doctor visits, hospitalization, and beyond. If you have complications, the providers would cover the cost. As a result, they're going to take every step possible to assure a good outcome. By holding providers accountable, patients ultimately receive higher quality, more cost-effective care. But healthcare reform is about more than changing how we pay for care. It's about changing the way that care is delivered. A healthier America is within reach. For Geisinger Health System, I'm Dr. Glenn Steele.
Homeowners, grab a pen and take down the following information. The government HARP 2.0 loan program for homeowners late on their mortgage or upside down in value is now available. Government guidelines have forced lenders to lower interest rates no matter the value of your home. That's right, even with no equity and late payments on your mortgage, most national lenders have been ordered to lower interest rates. With the help of the Loan Solution Network, you can take advantage of historically low interest rates. Call 855-577-LOAN. Lock in a low interest rate even with late payments, little to no equity in your home, and less than perfect credit. Call 855-577-LOAN. Again, that's 855-577-5626. Save your home, save your money. Don't miss an extraordinary chance to lower your mortgage payment. For a no-cost, no-obligation consultation with our loan experts, call 855-577-LOAN. Get your payments lowered now before rates go up. Call 855-577-LOAN. 855-577-5626.
Hi, this is Steve Jones from the Steve Jones Show, weekdays 3 to 5 on WKOK. Join me Wednesday, May 9th from the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the 21st annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. There'll be morning and afternoon flights for a four-person scramble. Then stick around and join me for the Steve Jones Show 3 to 5 that afternoon live from the course. For more information, call Bonnie Wassmer at 286-5636. I'll see you on the team May 9th with WKOK.
The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, and houses are selling. The supply of homes available is dwindling. Hi, I'm Ann Hilliard, and I want to assure you the spring housing market has taken off. If you're considering a move this spring and need to know the value of your home, you can be assured of first-class professional service. There's never been a better time than now to buy or sell in the Susquehanna Valley. Call me, Ann Hilliard, at Coldwell Banker, Penn One Real Estate, 524-7500. I'm moving your dreams forward.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking? Dude, for you. Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say.
Right.
Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Welcome back. Sarah Bartlett in the news at the bottom of the hour. Number 1-800-795-9565. Good question by Mike about the offensive line. We've talked so much about quarterbacks and schemes and wideouts and so forth. We haven't really talked a lot about the offensive line. And those 10 guys that I mentioned have been so far, and things change, have been the core 10 that have been getting the majority of the reps. Now, others in the thirds and fourths get reps too, but the 10 names that I mentioned have been the ones that have received that attention so far. And they'll be critical to everything that goes along. But as Bill O'Brien said in his teleconference today, he said that he felt the offensive line was doing well, that the running game actually was doing well to this point. That the running game had made progress during the course of spring practice. Now, today is practice 8, When they get to about, I don't know, 5:45 this evening, they'll be halfway through, officially, in terms of the number of practices that they have. So, our number is 1-800-795-9565. What questions do you have? I mean, it's closing in. We're 10 days away now from the blue-white game at Beaver Stadium. And if the weather holds out, and at least the initial forecast in the next week looks like it's not that bad, the weather holds out, we could have a huge crowd on hand to watch this team play at Beaver Stadium in a scrimmage. And, of course, you look at a lot of people will be concentrating on the quarterbacks and what the quarterbacks have done. And they'll get a lot of attention. But at the same time, it's going to be a situation where, for obvious reasons, when it's this open, and let's face it, evaluation-wise, we've never had a fresher evaluation of the quarterbacks here than we have right now. We never have. Everybody started from scratch. No preconceived notions. So for Matt McGloin, Rod Bolden, Paul Jones, they've already had seven opportunities. Opportunity number eight is today, and then which two emerge out of this? Once again, you really can't get more than two quarterbacks ready in a week. You really can't. It's just not feasible, especially in college with the 20-hour rule. In the pros, they barely do it. In the pros, the second quarterback barely gets reps during the course of the week. Well, in college, they'll get more reps. But as you move forward, and the third guy just does not get much work of any kind. Thus, when you hear about moving forward with two, there's a reason for that. Then what, of course, becomes of the third guy as to what decisions the third guy wants to make or not make. And that obviously enters into, quote, the drama of the situation. But they'll practice today. They'll go again Friday, go again Saturday. And, of course, then next week they'll work their way toward the blue-white game at Beaver Stadium, which will be a 2 o'clock start. There's also a Nittany Lion Club breakfast, a brunch. It's taking place at 10:30 before the game. There are tickets available for that through the Nittany Lion Club. Coquise Washington and Bill O'Brien will be the two speakers of that, plus the Penn State seniors will be there as well. That'll be at 10:30. I'm sure they'll bring in some idiot to MC it. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Day three of a show in crisis. The missing Kevin Herr. We cross off the calendar again. Jason Dombach joins us tomorrow. We thank Ron Musselman for being on the show yesterday, and also our thanks to Mark Brennan of Fight On State for being on today. Sarah Bartlett and the news at the bottom of the hour. In reality, Sarah is the rudder of this show, but that shouldn't be a surprise to any of you veteran campaigners out there. Sarah, the news, bottom of the hour, and then your calls at 1-800-795-9565 on WKOK.
Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Final half hour of the show. Kyle doing a great job running the show as always. Day three, show in crisis. No Kevin Herr. People remembered he was a part of the show. Well, our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Let's get everybody up to date on the scoreboard. Since Sarah just did the news at the bottom of the hour. That's right. The trout season's coming up. Wow. amazing. Let's get you up to date on the scoreboard. Tonight, the Phillies take on the Marlins at 7. Josh Johnson for the Marlins and Roy Halladay for the Phils. And the Pirates will play tonight as well. They'll play in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Dodgers won yesterday 2-1 as Andre Ethier homered in the bottom of the eighth inning to finally win it. Also coming up tonight in the National League, San Francisco will be at Colorado. Atlanta's at Houston. And Arizona will be at San Diego, getting underway 90 minutes from now. Where the Nationals lead the Mets 3-0. And 7 at Wrigley, where the Brewers have vaulted in front of the Cubs 2-1. Earlier today, Cincinnati beat St. Louis 4-3. In the American League, the Angels will be at Minnesota at Camden Yards against the Orioles, 3-1, and beat Detroit 4-2. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We've been talking Penn State football with you. Our thanks to Mark Brennan, by the way, for being on in the opening hour of the show today. And now we'd like to hear from you at 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. And it has felt like football weather here today. It has felt like football weather here today. We've had snow. We've had... Then all of a sudden it breaks. We have sunshine. It's like 41 degrees here. But it has been an interesting day weather-wise in the month of April. No doubt about it. 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565 is the number. We ran down the Urban Meyer issues earlier. They're doing the extensive story on it yesterday. The NCAA, by the way, giving Baylor probation, and Baylor has accepted the penalties. They have accepted the NCAA accepting Baylor's self-imposed penalties, and they put the school on 3 years probation for infractions involving more than 1,200 impermissible phone calls and text messages by basketball coaches to prep recruits. Violations considered to be major infractions. Scott Drew failed to monitor the program. He'll be suspended for the first two Big 12 games next season, in addition to recruiting restrictions. Kim Mulkey, whose team won the national championship last week, also received recruiting restrictions. Men's assistant coach Paul Mills and Jerome Tang were named in the report, along with women's assistant Damian McKinney. Here are the penalties. Mulkey, whose 2011-2012 team went 40-0 and won the NCAA title, will be prohibited from recruiting off campus for the entire summer recruiting period. July is critical, by the way, so she won't be allowed to do it. McKinney has not been allowed to make recruiting calls to prospective student-athletes since January 1st. That ban will be lifted by May 1st. Baylor's women's basketball program lost 2 of its 15 scholarships. Big deal. I don't even think they have 15 scholarship players. Most women's programs don't, because they can practice against men's teams, a men's practice team. They don't need 15 scholarships. That's why coaches don't carry 15 players. It's too much to manage. Baylor's men's program lost one scholarship for both 2011-2012 and 2012-13. Now, that's significant because, obviously, they need practice players. Drew and Tang were prohibited from making recruiting calls January 1st to February 29th of this year. The maximum number of official visits allowed to the men's basketball team in 2012-2013 was reduced from 12 to 7. Baylor will have no more additional penalties other than those that are self-imposed. And again, Scott Drew will be suspended for the opening two games of the Big 12 season. So remember, Jim Calhoun received a three-game Big East suspension. The Southeastern Conference, not the NCAA, suspended Bruce Pearl for 8 games. Like, I saw Bruce, and I talked to Bruce a little bit when I was out at Iowa back in February. And he was doing very well. Anxious, he wants to somehow, some way get back in it. That's what he told me. And, of course, now Scott Drew getting two games, two conference games. Again, they don't want it just to be two games. You notice that when the NCAA has handed down sanctions on games, they have not told you two games. Where suddenly out of nowhere, Baylor is without Scott Drew as their head coach when they play Hardin-Simmons and Abilene Christian. No, they're going to be two Big 12 games. So whenever the Big 12 comes up with a conference schedule, I mean, for all we know, it could be one of the games against Missouri. Or excuse me, obviously not Missouri. It could be one of the games against Kansas, for example. Could absolutely be one of the games against Kansas, depending on how the schedule plays out. But he's suspended for the first two Big 12 games. Obviously, it can't be Missouri. They've gone to the Southeastern Conference, where they're about to get a rude awakening. I hope they enjoy that ride between Missouri and Texas A&M. At SEC, when it comes to football, that is one rough ride. Wow. Now, basketball's a little easier. Obviously, Kentucky's in there, but still, it's an easier ride. They don't have quite the depth of teams that football does. So, that's what happened there. Dwayne Wade says NBA Olympians should be compensated. Really? Anything else you want? Let's see. Dwayne Wade, among those who believe NBA players should be paid for playing for Team USA in the London Olympics. 2008 national team, Wade was the leading scorer. They won the gold medal in China. Ray Allen of the Celtics said players should be compensated for their time participating in the summer games. Allen first addressed the issue Tuesday night in an interview with FoxSports.com before the Celtics beat the Heat in Miami. Allen, 36, nearing the end of his playing career that included a stint with the national team that won the gold in the 2006 Olympics in Sydney. But Wade, 30, remains in a pool of players for Team USA. It's a lot of things you do for the Olympics. A lot of jerseys you sell, that Wade said after the Heat's practice on Wednesday. So they're going to go on and play Chicago next. Gold medal games also scheduled for August 12th, which is a month before many NBA players resume workouts to gear up for training camp. Biggest thing now is that you don't get any rest, Wade said. So you go to the end of the season, Team USA training camp, 2 weeks later. You're giving up a lot to do it. It's something you want to do, but it's taxing on your body. Now, that part's true. We're not playing for the dollar, but it'd be nice if you would get compensated. Allen told FoxSports.com that sharing profits from the sale of Olympic game jerseys would be acceptable. Yeah, I can understand that. That part I do get. LeBron James just said, I love representing my country, man. He said, I've done it since 2004, and I'm looking forward to it in London. As far as pay, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm happy to be a part of the team to be selected again. Well, that'll win him some favorable. That'll win him some favor among some people. No, I think James makes, what, $15 million a year? And Wade makes, I think, what, $18 million? And believe me, Ray Allen is not taking a vow of poverty either. So, I can understand apparel, game jerseys. Okay, we give just a little bit of out of the pool for doing that. Can understand that. You know, that they would feel about basically their images being used to sell. All right? Their images being used to sell. Understand that. Let's see. Where does everybody rank here? Let's see. Okay. Where's Wade's going to be the highest player of the team, right? Let's see. Well, LeBron James makes $16 million. Chris Bosh makes $16 million. And Wade actually is third. He makes $15.5 million. Let's see. And Ray Allen's not among the top 30 pay-wise in the NBA. Garnett's fourth at $21 million. Kobe's number one, $25.2 million. Rashard Lewis of Washington, there's a return, $22.1 million. Tim Duncan, $21.3 million. Kevin Garnett, $21.2 million. And Gilbert Arenas, $19.6 million. Are you kidding? Nowitzki, sixth, $19 million. Paul Gasol makes $18.7 million. Carmelo Anthony, here's an investment, $18.5 million. Amari Stoudemire, $18.2 million, is ninth. Joe Johnson of Atlanta, $18 million. Dwight Howard of Orlando, $17 million. Elton Brand of the Sixers, $17 million. Darren Williams of New Jersey, $16.3 million. Chris Paul of the Clippers, $16.3 million. Kevin Durant, probably the MVP this year, $16.3 million. I mentioned LeBron, Bosh, and Wade. Paul Pierce, has $15.3 million. It's 19th. Baron Davis, now with the Knicks, $15 million. Then it's Zach Randolph, Andrew Bynum, Antoine Jameson, Rudy Gay, Brandon Roy, who's not playing, Chauncey Billups, Chris Kaman, Al Jefferson, Andre Iguodala of the Sixers makes $13.5 million. Carlos Boozer makes $13.5 million. Now I can see where this pay thing's a big issue. Wow. Highest paid salary team, the Celtics, 87.5. Orlando, then 86.6. Lakers, 86.3. Portland, 80.7. Heat, 80.2. The Knicks are 75.6 million. That's Dallas, San Antonio, Memphis, and Atlanta. The Bulls, you notice Derrick Rose wasn't up there. The Bulls, 69.3. And Derrick Rose not among the top 30. Sacramento, by the way, is the lowest payroll, $46.5 million. Wow. Let's see. Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose, last year of his contract, $6.9 million. He's the fourth highest paid player in the team. I think it's part of it because of the rookie deal he signed. But it's the last year of his contract. Boozer's number one. Luol Deng is two, and Joakim Noah is three. Wow. So Derrick Rose way down there salary wise. Way down there. Youngest MVP in league history. So, but I think the reason is that, was it 9, 10, 11, 12? So it's fourth year in the league. And it's the last year of his contract. Something tells me he won't be making $6.9 million next year. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Back with more after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com.
Come and see our house.
It's the spring coupon sale going on this week at Plaza House Furniture. Save on selected items store-wide, like Lazy Boy recliners from just $2.99, sofas from just $3.74, TV stands from just $1.99, and five-piece counter-height dinette sets from just $2.44.
Plus, save on top quality brands like Broyhill and Sealy Bedding this week during the spring coupon sale. But that's not all. Save even more with a gift certificate good as $25 cash at Plaza House just by visiting plazahouse.com and putting in the keyword KO where it says get your $25 certificate. And you always save at Plaza House with free delivery on any purchase of $3.99 or more and available 0% financing. Don't miss the spring coupon sale going on this week only at Plaza House Furniture, Routes 11 and 15 Sealands Grove and Route 11 Bloomsburg.
Our house is Plaza House.
Once again, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation are honoring area high school seniors as outstanding young Americans. These students have excelled in many areas in both the classroom and their communities. Congratulations to Megan Lamont from Danville Area Junior Senior High School, Thomas Toole from Lewisburg High School, Adam Snyder from Lime Mountain High School, and Carrie Siebert from Meadowbrook Christian School. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation would also like to mention these students who, like the group just named, have been lauded as outstanding young Americans. Maggie Snook of Midwest High School, Amy Smith from Mifflinburg High School, Northumberland Christian School's Brooke Conklin, Eliza Miller of Sealands Grove High School, Shikellamy High School's Kimberly Krankowski, and Benjamin Manival of Sun Area Technical Institute. Here's a sincere wish for all the best in the future from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back as we roll through the show. And there's just, I find it incomprehensible outside of jersey sales why anybody would, when you're making $15 million a year, they give you a chance to represent your country. And you want more? You want more money? I mean, that's unbelievable to me. By the way, the Yankees have the number one payroll. There's a shocker. $198 million. How about that one? $6 million per. And then the Phillies are actually second. The Red Sox are third. Then it's the Angels, the Tigers, Rangers, Marlins, Giants, Cardinals. They're all over $100 million. That Philly payroll, now what are you getting for your money, man? That's what I want to know. What are you getting for your cash? Cliff Lee, $21 million. How about that? Roy Halladay, $20 million. Ryan Howard, $20 million. Chase Utley, $15.2 million. Cole Hamels, $15 million. Jonathan Papelbon, $11 million. Jimmy Rollins, $11 million. Joe Blanton, $10.5 million. Hunter Pence, $10.4 million. Shane Victorino, $9.5 million. Tell you, the guy that's really good I like is Carlos Ruiz. He's making 3.7. How about that? Freddie Galvis, 480,000. Yeah. Vance Worley, 495. He pitched really well his first time out. All right, let's see. Now let's go to the bottom of the food chain. All right, check out those El Buccaronis. They're what, five from the bottom. $63 million payroll. Okay. A.J. Burnett, 16.5, so he makes up most of it. Clint Barmas, $5 million. Eric Bedard, $4.5 million. Joel Hanrahan, $4.1. He's actually pretty good. Rod Barajas, $4 million. Kevin Correa, the pitcher, $4 million. Jeff Carstens, $3.1. Casey McGee, actually, I think it's a pretty good pickup for them, $2.5. Charlie Morton 2.5, Garrett Jones 2.2, Pedro Alvarez 2.2, Nate McLouth 1.7, Juan Cruz the pitcher 1.2, and Jason Grilly 1.1, a pitcher, a relief pitcher. Andrew McCutchen this year, although he has signed a 6-year, $51 million contract right now, he checks in at $708,000. A guy that's a really good player for them, Neil Walker, $500,000. That's it. And let's see, the former State College Spikes that are there. Matt Haig, $480,000. Tony Watson, $484,000. I should hit these guys up for some dough when they were here. Oh, well. Let's see. Let's pick out another one here. Let's pick out the Yankees. Everybody loves the Yankees. So let's see what the Yankees have. Let's see. That's the Blue Jays. Who cares? Come on. Got to move up there. Go Yankees. Yankees. Let's find out what they're doing in New York. Alex Rodriguez, $30 million. Mark Teixeira, 23-1. C.C. Sabathia, 23. Derek Jeter, 15-7. Mariano Rivera, 14-9. Robinson Cano, who's probably the best player on the team, 14. Rafael Soriano, 11. Nick Swisher, 10-2. Curtis Granderson, $10 million. And Araki Kuroda, $10 million. Wow. Let's see. In the clubhouse, who's the guy that's begging for cash? Brad Myers, $480,000. Obviously the Major League minimum. But these guys, I mean, Dwayne Wade wants to be paid to go to the Olympics? Come on. There's got to be some things in life where you have enough and then you just say, you know what? My country wants me to play ball for them. I'll play ball. Got to do that. You have to do that, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, that's how I look at it. I know about the rest of you, but that's how I look at it. And tomorrow, we're going to have on the show Jason Dombach. And we thank Mark Brennan for being on the opening half of the show today. Had Mark till 4, and our thanks to yesterday's guest, Ron Musselman. We are now halfway through the Kevin Herr crisis, more than halfway. I don't understand why it feels so comfortable. I mean, Kyle and I were talking off the air, and Kyle and I were like, yeah. We actually feel pretty comfortable about how things are going. Wonder if Kevin has a job when he gets back. Someone who will always have a job is Sarah Bartlett, because she's outstanding. She'll have the news following CBS at the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. It was great being with you today here on WKOK.